I'm very proud of our progress. We have a wonderful staff in the town of Colony and a great town board. Everyone's working together. We've accomplished a lot. We're moving forward on our infrastructure plans. Another big event that's going on and will go on probably for the rest of this year is the update on our 2005 comprehensive plan, and that was put into place about 3 years before I got here.
When you got there, you inherited quite a big budget. This year, the spending plan is lower. It's about $88.9 million.
Yes. We're actually lower today in 2017 than we were back in 2008. The budget that I inherited back then, I believe it was around a little over $91 million. We also inherited that huge deficit. We got over that hurdle and got that paid off and got back on our feet. We are building our reserves, and with all of the, you know, real cost-effective measures and working with the community and the staff, we've been able to produce budgets right along that have been lower than what I inherited in 2008. So, you know, we're really happy about that, and it's one of my main jobs and focuses to spend the taxpayers' money wisely. And, you know, hear their needs as well as taking care of our staff. A lot of work has gone into it over the years, and the results, I think, speak for themselves.
It seems like a lot of good news and lots of development in the town, and not to mention the developer's plan for the old Tobin's Meatpacking Center.
They've presented a proposal. As the Tobin site is partly in the city of Albany, and the other half in the town of Colony, we'll work together on this. We're really optimistic. This is a great project for that particular site, which is our most challenging site in the whole town.
Any other gold nuggets for the townsfolk in your address?
The parents and the kids will be happy to hear about our improvements that we've made to the town park and the town pool. We've put in a barrier-free playground. Students with disabilities can play with their peers and their non-disabled peers as well, and they can all play together. We do have Easter Seals camp there every summer. This is a great addition, and if you're in the area, take a look at it. It's really beautiful. We're planning for next year to put in a splash pad. I'm sure the parents will enjoy that and grandparents for their kids. So we're putting a lot into the park. A tremendous amount of monies are going into infrastructure, water, sewer, and roads, as well as stormwater. They are major investments. We have probably about $10 million to date going into our sewers and another $14 million into water. These investments are going to continue because infrastructure is critical not only for the residents, but for business as well in the town. You have to have good working infrastructure. So we've put quite a bit of money into it already. We have long-term plans for each of those areas. And also our library. We're going to be putting money into the library over the next few years to update that as well. The budget itself is well balanced. The monies are going to the areas that, as a board, we've identified as the most needed. So another item that is on the current comprehensive plan is securing more open space. We are doing that, and we've been doing that. We have a little over 1,000, almost 1,200 acres of land that's dedicated for open space and recreation. So that's a major goal in the comprehensive plan, and we are making really great progress with that. And we have some nice new affordable senior housing apartments coming up. A lot of things going on in town. You know, we've identified what's working well, and some things need to be adjusted, and now's a good time to be able to do that. I really am very fortunate, you know. It's a great community. The people are wonderful. Our workforce is top-notch. And I have a great town board to work with. We're a diversified board from all parties. It's about getting the job done, and they share that same philosophy with me. I'm very grateful for, you know, all of the support I've been given through the last 10 years, and I hope that I've done a good job for everybody.